Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The beginning of the end of Obamacare, President Donald Trump issues several executive orders, but this one puts Obamacare in hospice. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, President Trump issued three different executive orders. One, he ultimately undid the Obamacare abortion and contraception drug and device mandate, which is great news for religiously affiliated employers and, frankly, all employers. Secondly, he issued an executive order saying that small businesses could pool together and have good, tailored, low-cost insurance coverage, and you could buy plans across state lines so you could have competition. But this one, Holly, ultimately is the beginning of the end of Obamacare, and this one is one that the left just got so upset about. But frankly, he's just following the law. Under this particular executive order, he said that the federal government will no longer pay to support these subsidies for insurance companies. And in 2017, the federal taxpayer check is $7 billion.
Wow.
Next year, $9 billion. Over 10 years, $100+ billion to prop up these insurance companies, which a federal court has already ruled is unconstitutional. It's outside the authority of the president to just simply write these checks when it has not gone through the House process that is established by the Constitution.
So the taxpayers have been paying these billions of dollars in the past?
Yeah, and what happens is these expenditures of funds need to go through the House. Any kind of expenditure originates under the Constitution in the House. The House has never passed this kind of bill. In fact, Democrats earlier this year tried to tack this on to a spending bill, and it was rejected. They understood the vulnerability. In fact, last year, 2016, the Republicans in Congress filed suit in the District of Columbia against this Obamacare subsidy, and a federal court ultimately ruled that it was unconstitutional. It ruled that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services payouts for insurance benefits is illegal, and it's an illegal expansion of the executive branch's authority. The president has no authority to authorize these expenditures when the House in Congress has not previously authorized and given that authority to the president.
Well, you know, we really applaud President Trump for taking this lead, and he dismantled one of the worst pieces of legislation in our history, I do believe, wouldn't you say? I mean,
no question.
Obamacare increased health care costs and limited access to quality care. It trampled on our religious freedom, and it forced Americans to fund abortion. So this is a great day that he has dismantled this.
Obamacare is like the worst piece of legislation
yes.
ever passed. It is the biggest overreach of the federal government in history. It's the first time the federal government has required people to buy a particular product. In this particular case, insurance, but not just insurance, particular kind of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy this particular coverage, and if you don't, you'll be fined by the IRS. So what President Trump did was simply follow the law. Now, had Obama followed the law, these subsidies from the federal government could never have been paid to these insurance companies. And they've been paid for several years. And had they not been, Obamacare would have imploded a long time ago. It's already imploding on its own.
Right.
In some states, there's only one insurance carrier to choose from, which is not a choice, because the other carriers have withdrawn. They don't participate because it's not viable for them to do so. So these dollars from the taxpayers have been propping up these insurance companies. Now, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said that President Trump is sabotaging, doing something horrible to Obamacare. He's not sabotaging anything. He's following the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Since when is following the law and the Constitution?
And this is what he promised to
sabotage.
Do before he was elected. And so he's staying faithful to his word.
He is. So the president cannot use, whether it's Obama or Trump, $7 billion or any amount of money from the taxpayers to pay private organizations when the House has never authorized it. And that's what the federal court has ruled. That case was pending appeal. It was before the Court of Appeals with a decision about ready to come out. But in the meantime, that has become moot because President Trump says, no more. We're not going to pay this check to these private insurance companies. As a result, what you're going to see is what you should have seen under the Obama administration. These insurance companies will just simply fall like dominoes because they can't make it on their own under Obamacare.
Right.
So the federal government has been propping up these insurance companies because this system doesn't work. It is a bloated, bureaucratic insurance program that increases cost to the insured. Some of these plans are not affordable. The deductions and the deductibles are so high, it's almost like catastrophic coverage. You can't keep your same doctor as Obama promised. You can't keep your same plan as Obama promised. And it is basically causing the insurance companies to go under. So what they did was they threw more money at it without authorization. A federal court said it was unconstitutional. So, you know, this is going back to our discussion that we've had several times about fake news.
Right.
You know, the fake news puts out this narrative that President Donald Trump has done something terrible.
Sabotaging
this wonderful program of health insurance.
Oh, my goodness.
And so many people are going to lose insurance coverage. You know what? The Constitution is very clear. Spending bills originate in the House.
Right.
This never came through the House. The House never authorized it. In fact, as I said, the House rejected this earlier this year. When Democrats saw the handwriting on the wall, when now they lost the presidency, now they have a president who will not participate in this unconstitutional fraud, they tried to get the House to put together a package to do what Obama was illegally doing. And the House said no. So they've already rejected it. President Trump didn't have any choice unless he wanted to become a lawless president. And you see these articles about President Trump not following the Constitution. No, he's actually following it.
Absolutely. So it's like when we watched Obama fly away in the helicopter, same kind of thing. You were seeing Obamacare flying away and disappearing.
Well, this now means in medical terms that Obamacare is getting ready to move from the hospital bed to the hospice bed.
Yeah.
This is life support. This is
close
the
to
final
the grave.
Days of Obamacare because it cannot survive under this.
Yeah.
It'll implode by its own weight. So even though the United States Senate wasn't able to come up with a repeal of Obamacare, you know what? President Trump will act according to the Constitution, as he's done, and Obamacare will go away on its own.
Right, and we applaud him for doing that, for standing with his word and being faithful and taking care of the country.
And, you know, I'm not sure how many of the other Republican, certainly none of the Democratic candidates would have done this, but I'm not sure how many of the other Republican presidential candidates, there may be some, maybe Ted Cruz and some others that would have been very strong in this, maybe Rand Paul and some others, but very few would have the strength and courage to go against the headwinds of the media and do the right thing. And this is what President Donald Trump has done. So as a result, Obamacare will soon be history, and we'll have to figure out what to do after that. But, you know, what we need to do is go back to the basics and get the federal government out of the business of insurance programs.
Amen.
Because when you look at the insurance programs that the federal government runs, they're a mess. They're overextended. They're bloated. The care that you get, the timeliness that you receive the care is flawed. And under Obamacare, it only will get worse. So the good news is, even though this is something that the Republican Senate wasn't able to accomplish, President Trump, just following the law, will accomplish it. This is an anchor around Obamacare, and it is sinking, and it is sinking fast.
Bye-bye.
Go to our website, lc.org. Liberty Counsel has been on the forefront of coming against Obamacare from its very inception, filing the very first private lawsuit against Obamacare. It frankly should have been ruled unconstitutional several years ago, but by a slim margin and a change of vote at the last minute, it was upheld 5-4. It's frankly an unconstitutional overreach, not authorized by the Constitution. But the good news is, its days are numbered. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and in your financial support. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.